Dr. Oz, Fetterman's Dependence on Parents Led to Belief in Big Government. By Nick Gilbertson on August 30, 2022. Dr. Mehmet Oz, the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, held a dose of reality town hall event in Monroeville Monday evening. While addressing scores of spectators, Oz pointed out that Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, his Democrat opponent, reportedly lived off his parents' money for much of his adult life. John Fetterman, as you probably all know, he says he grew up in privilege and did not make money. His parents have paid for his life, and his house was given to him for a dollar, Oz said per a video tweeted by Steve Pearce and shared by WXPI. And so he doesn't have the life experience that makes him think. As an individual you can do things, he continued. He believes in collective decisions, that the big government comes in and saves the day, and I don't think that's right. Oz also touched on several issues, including immigration and abortion. Regarding immigration, he asserted that the border must be secured, as Hallie Lauer of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reported. His comments come at a time when illegal immigration is rampant under Democrat leadership. In July alone, agents along the 9 Southwest Border Patrol sectors apprehended more than 180,000 migrants who illegally crossed into the United States, as Breitbart Texas exclusively reported earlier this month. Oz endorsed legal immigration on Monday and referenced his father's journey as a Turkish immigrant to the United States. If you close the border, you have to open legal immigration. The same way my father was allowed to come because he earned the right to come, Oz stated. He emphasized that the U.S. should recruit the right kinds of people, like those who study harder if the U.S. needs more workers, Lauer wrote. The celebrity doctor also addressed the issue of abortion following the U.S. Supreme Court's June ruling in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization case, which overturned Roe v. Wade and made abortion an issue for state legislatures to decide. He noted he is pro-life but caveated that there should be exceptions for instances of rape, incest, and concerns about the mother's health, CBS Pittsburgh reported. Oz expressed that laws about abortion should be established at the state level. I trust democracy, Oz said. I trust your ability to influence our representatives in Harrisburg, which is where this decision should be made. It's not talked about in the Constitution.